My name is John Stevenson. I am married to Amy, who I've been married to for 21 years. We have two children. I'm also a pastor of a church. Before I came to Faith Walking Foundations, I found myself often leading and living from a place of fear and insecurity. Although I was not always aware of it, looking back, I can see that that was the case. I learned that in my early years, I had an experience in which I received a comment that at the moment I believed was a negative comment. So I created a meaning about that comment that told me that in order for me to be safe in the world, I needed to show up in a particular way. The meaning that I made of that comment was that I needed to always look good, and that I should never look bad, and that my value and my worth as a person came from how I looked to other people. So as a result of that, throughout school, I worked as hard as I could in order to gain the admiration and affection of my teachers. And when I got into the workplace, I did the very same thing with the people that I worked for. So I would work very hard, and I would work as hard as I needed to until I felt as though I had gained their admiration and affection. When I got into ministry, then I continued to do that same kind of a thing with the people that I served in the church and also my supervising pastors. And if I ever felt as though I did not have the admiration and affection of others, then I would feel that place of insecurity and fear. For the most part, I was successful in receiving admiration and affection from my teachers and from my supervisors and from my church. And when I would preach, I most of the time would get a lot of positive feedback. And yet, it was never enough. It seemed to never be the case that even if every single person in the church said that was really good, I would go home and feel like something was still missing. Faith Walking Foundations helped me to see that the reason why it was why I felt like something was missing was because gaining people's affection and admiration could never adequately provide for me the true feeling of value and worth that deep down I really wanted. Looking at all of these things and understanding these things, I also then began to ask through Faith Walking Foundations, what is the truth here? What is really true about me? And what is really true about my value and worth? Where does that really come from? And I began to see that what I believed in my mind and would have said as an answer to that probably for years was your value and your worth come from being a child of God, that it is a fact of your existence, that God created each one of us and that He loves us unconditionally beyond our imagination. But I had never quite embraced the truth of that. Because I was trying to live out of this other meaning. So the invitation for me was to leave behind this vow that I had taken, this negative vow that I must always gain people's affection. I developed what we call a positive declaration, which is simply for me, I am beloved. And the difference that it has made has been fabulous. I feel a lot less anxious about what people are thinking of me. I'm a lot less worried about whether or not I got a positive comment or didn't get a positive comment. And it's caused me to enjoy my work a whole lot more and overall to just feel free and unencumbered. Recently, my daughter who is 13, went through a program at our church, confirmation. And part of that is that as the pastor, I would confirm each one of these 13-year-old or 7th grade kids. And so I went through the alphabet because we had 20-something kids. And so my daughter came and she knelt down in front of me. I was overcome with emotion for love for my daughter, for just gratitude for the moment of everything that had happened in her life and in our life together leading to that moment. I started to cry, and this is in a worship center full of people that are watching this. And I started to cry. I looked down, my daughter had started to cry, my wife had started to cry, and I couldn't say the words, and I just could barely whisper them into the microphone. And then when it was over, I said to the congregation that I needed to take a point of personal privilege. And I walked around from where I was, where she had been kneeling, I walked around it and gave her a hug. I don't think I would have done that before Faith Walking, because I would have been so concerned about how that looked to the other kids, how that looked to their parents, how that looked to the congregation. But in the moment, I felt like I had that freedom to authentically be myself with her and with this church. And it was a wonderful thing for me to be able to do that. All of your life. And now